The psalm for today is Psalm 26. And let me see if it's happening here. Let me just take a look at you. Pretend I'm taking a picture of you. Yeah, that was you, Marilyn, that I got last. Candy, and Ted, Jeannie, Dean. Oh, yes, there. Pat, Pastor Kevin. Yeah, it's there, too. Okay. Well, I just wanted to be sure that I was in the right place and see if we matched up with the psalm, because it says that His glory shines in His tabernacle and His sanctuary, right? And I see His glory shining off of you this morning. The psalm says, I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving. And that's our praise reports. That's what we do. We're actually, we could sing them. Well, Paula could sing them. And Dean could sing them. A few could sing them. You waiters could sing it. The rest of us better just speak it. Okay. So we come to your altar, O Lord, speaking or singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonderful miracles. Wow, we need to rehearse that one with another. We need to share when we see one another and give praise reports as we meet one another on the street or in the grocery store to keep ourselves edified and built up in what He's doing in our lives. It's so good. And then David says, and I say with him, I love your sanctuary, Lord, the place where your glory shines. Your glory shines when two of us are gathered together in one place and come together in Jesus Christ. His glory shines when we come together as the body of Christ and meet corporately. You know, I keep thinking, it just runs through my mind and more as the days are approaching. You said David was a man after your own heart. David wrote this psalm, and this was his heart. David's heart was that he loved the sanctuary of God. He loved getting together with God and with God's people. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to find our joy. That's true happiness. That's what happiness is really all about. As brothers dwell together in unity, the oil, the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit is presence. And that's what we're going to get to experience this morning in our worship service. Coming together corporately with that precious anointing on us as we worship and send praise and thanksgiving and worship back up to our God who is so good to every one of us.